The sun was coming down and he wasn't there yet. The prospect of entering that place in the dark was definitely not cheering. Who knew what it might be full of? Ghosts? Gods? People? Monsters? Ah, no. Not monsters. They were just the stuff mamas frightened their kids to sleep with. He pulled off the path where it crossed a stream and made camp. He warmed up some of his roasted pork and then, interestedly, cut it up with one of the sharp, shiny things he had taken out of the window. My, he marveled. Imagine anything cutting like that. It would make life a real pleasure. You had to watch it not to cut your own fingers, as he had already done twice, slightly. Maybe you could bed the cutting edge in wood or something for a handle. Then you would really have something. Oh, my. After supper, he built up his fire to keep the wolves off. A couple were sitting over there now, amber-eyed in the reflected firelight and looking hungry.
Run away!
Shouted Johnny.
Or I'll be wearing your hides!
But the wolves just sat there. Windsplitter and the lead horse didn't want to go away from the fire. The wolves made them nervous. So Johnny picked up a couple of rocks, fist-sized, from the nearby stream bed. He wasn't interested in hunting wolves, but his horses had to find grass. He threw a pork bone about 10 feet beyond the fire and in the direction of the wolves. Big, rangy things they were. One slunk forward, belly low, snarling to reach the pork bone. In a moment, the wolf's attention would be fixed on the bone. Johnny's arm blurred. The far wolf caught the rock squarely between his eyes. Johnny's arm blurred again. The near wolf didn't jump in time, and he, too, was a dead wolf. Johnny said to Windsplitter,
I gotta do all the work, is that it?
And he walked over to the far wolf and hauled the carcass to the fire. Then he dragged the closer one in. Nope, neither one had a pelt worth taking at this time of the year. And they had ticks, too.
Go on and eat,
he told the horses. He built up the fire again, just in case the wolves had friends, and rolled up in his robes. Tomorrow was going to be the day.